So I'm asking you a question today in the sermon. Can I pray for you?
Yes.
Attaboy. We worked that just right. Can I pray for you? Later, I want to mention these cards we have, and Bradley has some that he might pass out in a minute. Depends if I remember to tell him his cue, but it's not now. But prayer. We are, I believe, a church, a congregation, a gathering of prayerful people. And so this is not going to be anything brand new to anybody, not going over any kind of new territory, but I am going to, I'd say that this is more like a testimony. This is kind of some things that I do as I pray for you, and I ask the question, can I pray for you? And then when you would say yes, like Steve just did, sometimes I would ask him, well, what could I pray for? But sometimes I don't need you to tell me because, and I'll get to that in a minute, God will tell me what to tell, what to pray for. You know what? Sometimes, Steve, you don't even know what to pray for. As a matter of fact, that's Romans 8. Sometimes we just don't know what to pray for. And so in that moment, when that happens, the Holy Spirit prays for us with words we don't know. Sometimes I think maybe the Holy Spirit might work in other humans also and give them words that you don't know. So my question today is, can I pray for you? And I appreciate the answer, yes. And I'm going to tell you, if I do, I'm going to tell you kind of how I do it. So before I start into this sermon about prayer, let's pray again. God, open our hearts and minds to any truth that you want to give us today. I open our hearts and minds that we could see exactly the steps you want us to take. We love you. We want to get to know you better. We want to go deeper in our relationship with you. So bless us today as we do that. In Jesus' name, amen. So first of all, there's some scriptures I want to share with you today. And the first is from Ephesians 6, Paul's writing to his church in Ephesus. He's writing from a Roman jail, and he's telling them at the end, this is the very end of his letter, he says, whatever you do, pray. And he says it like this, and pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests. So I think of this like, so there's more than one kind? I mean, you know, what do you mean? There's more than one kind of prayer? Yeah, he says pray in all kinds of prayers and all kinds of requests. Like, okay, so big stuff, little stuff, spiritual stuff, physical stuff. I mean, all kinds of requests. Sometimes I think God doesn't really care about, you know, if the Yankees win the World Series or not. But he said all kinds. So, you know, maybe I'll pray for that. Or maybe not. Maybe not. But he also says this, pray in the Spirit. Pray in the Spirit. And I want to talk about that, get to that in a minute. And like I said today, I'm just kind of telling you my version of doing this. And there's lots of others. As a matter of fact, you could probably talk to the person next to you. As a matter of fact, go ahead and look at your neighbor next to you. Go ahead, Danny, you and Cindy. Yeah, look at you. You could probably talk to them about, hey, how do you do this? How do you do this prayer thing as you're praying? And so, first of all, I would say this. Before I start praying for you, I pray for me. And this begins first thing I do when I wake up. And first thing I do when I wake up, well, the second thing I do when I wake up is I brush my teeth, okay? And then I'll get in a spot. And sometimes most of the time it's outside in my backyard, or if it's raining, it's in my garage with the garage door open. And I'll spend some time with Mary Beth and with God. And there's almost no dialogue in there, maybe some, maybe a little bit. And there's coffee, you know, coffee is kind of on the way. That I was assuming you would get that. But, and then we sit. And we read sometimes to each other, But always I'm doing this, I'm beginning to pray. And the first prayer I pray is, God, purify my heart. Purify my heart. I think that's important to ask God to do, because sometimes He asks us to do that, purify your heart, but sometimes I need some help. So I ask Him, purify my heart. Because if I come with a selfish heart to prayer, it ain't not going to work out too well. So I ask Him to purify my heart, and then I ask Him that I ask that He would take care of me as He has done. So basically, I confess my dependence. God, it's just You. And then I declare His lordship. God, You're the King of the universe. You're my Lord. You're my God. And I thank Him for His grace and goodness. And that takes not very long. As a matter of fact, sometimes I've done that by the time I make it to the bed, bathroom, coffee pot, and garage. Okay, so that could have already happened. And so I have scriptures, though, that kind of guide me. And see, so these are my spiritual kind of guides or prompts. I say it's a prompt because it's not that I just pray this scripture, but it leads me to more. Okay, so the first one is Psalm 143, verse 8. Let the morning bring word of Your unfailing love, for I put my trust in You. Show me the way I should go, for to You I lift up my soul. So the first thing I want to do is get on the same page with God and remind me, God, that You love me. So I might have gone to sleep knowing that God loved me, but sometimes things happen in my sleep and I'm wondering, you know, sometimes. And I look around at the world and say, God, really? And I love the song, Trust in You. Like, even when all this junk is going on in the world, this is love? You love me. Yes. Let the morning bring word of Your unfailing love. It's like in the old days when you had a newspaper, and all of us almost, maybe not you, Paige, remember when the paper got thrown into our yard? Did any of y'all have a paper thrown into your yard? And you kind of wait on it, and then you go out and read the paper. Maybe y'all didn't do that, but, you know, or maybe you just don't like raising your hand. But this is me and God. God, bring me word of Your, not the news. I don't need the news. What I need to know, bring me word of Your unfailing love. And then I say, and show me the way I should go. And I'll pray that show me the way prayer all day long. Show me the way. I mean, it'll be moments. Sometimes I'm driving somewhere, but that's not usually it. But here's what I pray for. I pray for this. Show me the way in my decisions. I'm going to be making a multitude of decisions today. Some very small decisions, some bigger decisions, some in between. And so in my decisions, I say, remind me to seek first Your kingdom. Show me the way. I talk through my schedule of the day. Show me the way. How am I going to spend my time today? Some of it is called free time. And how do you want me to spit? Show me the way. What do you want me to do with that? Sometimes I pray through the scheduled activities I have. There's certain times I have certain things that are scheduled, and I'll kind of imagine, to anticipate what's going to happen in that encounter or that event. And I'll say, God, this is going to happen. We're going to have this meeting, and it's going to be about this. Show me the way. What do you want my role to be? And I'll just pray that out. And then sometimes I also pray for unscheduled things. God, there's going to be stuff that pops up today. And so help me to be ready for it, even though I'm not ready. Help my spirit to be ready for this. And so in doing that, this is what I pray He protect me with. I said, God, let the fruit of Your Spirit be evident in me today. Guard my heart with the fruit of the Spirit. And so then I just usually whoop them out. And sometimes some pop out more than others. So I ask God, give me some joy today. Peace. Give me some love. Help me to love my neighbors. Help me to love my family. I want to be a kind person. God, give me kindness today. As I'm anticipating this meeting with a person I don't like, I'm going to need some extra kindness. So I'll pray that. And God especially give me self-control, especially over my tongue. And I'll pray that, boom, just like that. Now, I don't pray that necessarily every day, but I'd say that's like 9 out of 10. Boom, I'm going to pray for the gifts of the Spirit, that God would make those strong in me today as I go through my day. I drive over here every Sunday morning. I said, God, please pray for these big old truck drivers that don't even see me. I'm praying for them. So sometimes my prayer is going to fit exactly what's going to happen today. So as I do that, I'll pray that prayer. Show me the way I should go. Show me the way I should go. How should I handle this meeting that's coming up? How am I going to deal with the fact that Mary Beth didn't like the way I made the bed? You know, show me these things, big and small. And then every once in a while, I'll think. These are the two places my mind goes sometimes. I wonder what the Yankees score was last night. Or I wonder what Russia did to Ukraine today. You know, these are the things. And then I'll come back and I'll, oh, wait. Show me the way I should go. Oh, okay. And God says, well, you need to be quiet some. You need to be ready for someone to not have the same opinion you do. Okay. I mean, this is God. You're going over to your dad's house. He's going to talk about some political smack that you don't want to hear. So are you ready for that, Bobby? You know? And so show me the way. Listen. He said, I've given you some money. You might give it away today. Be a generous boy today. This is what happens when I listen. He said, you know, you've been putting off some chores. You know, you do those chores in my name. So maybe you should do them today. These are the things that come when I just listen. And so part of the prayer is asking him to show me the way and then listening to him while he tells it to me. Because a lot of times I find myself, if I'm not careful, I'm doing all the talking in the prayer. And so he has no room in my mind to actually show me the way. So I listen. But I have other kind of, again, prompts. And these are especially in my garage where I've taken some paper and tacked it to the walls and written some scripture. And this is the one that's on the wall right in front of me. In the morning, Lord, you hear my voice. In the morning, I lay my requests. Now remember, he said all kinds of requests. I lay my requests before you and wait in expectation. In my notes, I have circled in red the word wait. Wait. And then we sang the song, Trust in You. Thanks, Shelby, by the way. But we sang that song, Trust in You. And a lot of times what prayer is, as I lay requests before God, there's some waiting that happens. And a lot of times the waiting is just miserable. So I ask for peace in this waiting, but I'm waiting expectantly. Now, the answer I get may be wait a little longer. Or sometimes he may say, that's not what I want for you. Okay, what do you want for me? This last year, Mary Beth was headed towards another job and she really was excited about it. And we began to pray. And as we listened in prayer, this is what we both kind of heard God say to us, is if you don't get this job, it's not that you're not worthy of this job, it's that I'm protecting you from something. There's something about this that's not for you. Sometimes as I pray, I'm praying what I want, because I'm laying my requests. And sometimes as God answers, He answers like a good father would, who would not give his son a snake, but he would give him bread. You know, sometimes I don't even know I'm asking for a snake. And I'm referring to Jesus telling about prayer. He says, your father won't give you a snake. He's going to give you bread. Sometimes I might be asking for a snake. And so sometimes I'm waiting, and sometimes I'm hearing him say no. So in this waiting, though, I'm also praying for you. Almost every day, you pop up in my mind. Some of you, because of where you're sitting, I know your seat, and I know you, and I envision where you are. Sometimes I use the directory. And when I use the directory, you know, I have to admit that the Carsons and the Corbetts get prayed for more often than the Tacketts, because, you know, it's in alphabetical order. That's the way it goes. The Walters usually don't make it. But I see them on Facebook. So if you're on Facebook, sometimes I see you and pray for you there. Man, I wish I was with Jeremy. But anyway, that's the prayer. But I'm praying this prayer. I'm laying your requests. Sometimes I'm laying your requests because, you know, we got a list, right? We have a list. And I'm praying these requests, but often God says, wait. I also pray for the rulers. And so I'm praying, you know, right now I'm praying for the rulers in the United States. So I pray for the president. And it doesn't matter who it is. I'm praying for all of them. And I've been praying for the presidents for a couple of decades, so I've gone through variety. But I'm also praying for other leaders. I'm praying for Vladimir Putin right now, that he has just a brain change or something. But I'm praying for them because God says to do that. And I'm praying for my enemies too. And sometimes I've said this often before. Sometimes I pray for my enemy and I say, I just want them to die, you know. But that's not the prayer Jesus wants us to pray. So I pray for my enemies. Some of them, yeah. And I try not to ever call anybody an enemy that I've never met before, you know, just because of their reputation or what I've seen about them on the news. I don't know that they're my enemy, but I got some personal enemies too, you know, who've hurt me, who've hurt my family, who continue to do that. And when that happens, that's what I call my enemy category. And what God wants me to do is love them and pray for them and forgive them. So this is what I do. And so I'm listening. I'm praying against some things. I'm praying against fear and I'm praying against anxiety and I'm praying against anger. These are the things that are on my mind the last couple of months. Against fear for myself and for you and for the people I love. I'm praying against fear. And I'm praying against anger because I don't know if it's in your circle, but in my circle, the people's anger these days have ramped up a bit. So I'm praying against anger and against anxiety. And so then once I've prayed for myself, and most of this has been about praying for myself, you know, but kind of throwing in you a little bit. But here's what Paul told Timothy. He said, I urge you, first of all, wait a minute. First of all, I urge you that supplications, prayers. Now, in the NIV, it says petitions instead of supplications. And I'll get to that in just a second. Supplications and prayers and intercession and thanksgiving be made for all people. Say all with me. All. What does all mean? Wow. Wow. Okay, supplications. To get to that word, we could talk about intercession for a while too, but I'm going to just go with supplication. Supplication, look it up, is the action. Whoa. Wait a minute. Prayer is active. Boom. Prayer is not passive. Prayer is active. Prayer is the action of asking or begging for something earnestly and humbly. In the humility part, I'm asking for something that is beyond me, It's something that I do not have the credentials. I don't have the position. I don't have the power. I don't have any of that. I'm asking humbly as a servant. I'm as a beggar. I'm asking for something I can't do on my own. Humbly and earnestly. It means I'm putting my heart into it. And this is where my heart changes when I pray for my enemies. Because if I'm praying earnestly for the welfare, for God's will, that's it. What I'm praying for is God's will in the life of my enemies. My heart is going to change. I'm not going to pray for them to get run over by a bus anymore. Even though that may be where my prayer started. But I'm praying, I'm in supplication, I'm praying, I'm begging, I'm asking earnestly and humbly. I'm interceding, I'm trying to come between, I'm interceding between the person I'm praying for and what I earnestly and humbly want for them. And I'm asking God to come in and act. Because ultimately, I believe that God hears my prayer and answers my prayer. Now, again, come back to this. Sometimes I'm waiting in expectation. Sometimes He's answering my prayer not the way I want Him to, because He has something really that He wants to do with the situation that I'm in now. Sometimes I can't, and I just go, I have to go back to Paul. In writing the Corinthians, when he said, I've begged God to take this thorn, but He hasn't done it. Sometimes God has a purpose for even our suffering that we'll never know or never see. And as we pray against suffering, well, you notice I'm not asking for any of that. I will at times pray for someone's healing. Man, I'm praying for Mary Beth's healing right now. She got a bad case of bronchitis. And so I'm praying for that, mostly because she wakes me up when she coughs. No, that's not true. But I'm praying for someone to be healed. But most of all, I'm praying the same thing I'm praying for me. I'm praying for joy. I'm praying for joy in the middle of suffering for you. This is what I pray for our prayer list. I pray for peace. I pray in the middle of our crazy world that you would have peace. I pray for patience because some of you need it. And I've come to know you well enough to know some. I pray that you're kind and that you also have self-control. I'm praying that the Holy Spirit just transform you into the image of Jesus. Is that, hey, wait a minute, I'm going to ask you a question. Can I pray that for you? I mean, this is a serious question. Can I pray that the Holy Spirit that lives in you will transform you into the image of Jesus? Okay. I got Steve and Cindy on my list. Okay, well, I can speak up, girl. We're going to have a chance today. You know, we have these cards. And we have some prayers. Art, do you still pray for these people? I love being on Art Carlson's prayer list. Amen? So, Bradley, I want you to just pass these out right now. Because I don't want you to have to look for them. You don't have to fill them out. But if you've got one, it's easier to fill it out. Get ready for a load, Art. Could happen tonight, maybe. But I'm praying for you, with or without your permission, actually. And I'm also, almost always, my prayer initiates some kind of action in my body, in a physical form. When I pray for people to be helped, I'll often talk to them. When I pray for them about anxiety or fear, we often have conversations. Now, sometimes not because of distance and whatever proximity, but most of the time. And this is a situation you talked about in class with your colleagues, Steve. You know, praying for them. Can I think, lead to conversations. It's a step one. So here's what Richard Foster in his book, A Celebration of Discipline, said. It's not prayer in addition to work, but prayer simultaneous with work. We're going to do our good deed as we pray. We precede, enfold, and follow all our work with prayer. That we're asking God into our physical human lives, our brain, our heart, our muscles, our bones, that God would empower us and give us energy and strength and will to act on the behalf of others. That we would love our neighbor as we pray that God give us the energy and the desire to love our neighbor. So I'm asking this last question. Can I pray for you? And I'm also asking, will you pray for me? Because what I've just told you, you know, that's what I want. And like I'm going to pray for, when I say supplication, for all people, the people I know, the people sometimes I don't know. Sometimes I'll just go to the grocery store and I walk through all the aisles. I don't have some people have a path. You know, my wife has a path that she's going to go from, and she's going to write her list based on where everything is in the store. I don't do that. I just go through every aisle and see if there's something I want. Or actually on my list. But as that happens, and sometimes you see this in people, you can tell on the look on their face, they got something going on. So I'm praying for unknown strangers in the middle of the mall or the grocery store. And I pray for their health, and I pray for their jobs, and I pray for their marriages. And I pray if you're a parent that your relationship with your kids, and if you're a kid with your parents, no matter how old you get. And I pray for wisdom, and I pray that the fruit of the Spirit would rise up in you. I pray because I believe God is going to act. Because He is mighty to save, and we're going to sing that song, Mighty to Save. So let's go ahead and stand up and sing, and then we'll have a closing thought. Hear these words from Paul. Rejoice in the Lord always. I'll say it again, rejoice. Let your gentleness be evident to all because the Lord is near. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your requests to God, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Amen. Amen. Let's go in peace. Let's go.